Thanks for joining us here for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, after the big divisional win against the Titans, Coach, taking a look at a bunch of role players here, right? Big plays within the course of the game. Maybe you missed one or two plays, but we're going to diagram them here.
Right. Well, this was the first third down play of the game, so I thought that was really a key play for us to get off the field. Adam Butler does a nice job here of getting penetration on Jones and forces Mariota to slide up into the pocket, and then Wise and Flowers, both coming from the outside, are able to fold back in there and kind of sandwich him as he steps up into the pocket. So really good pass rush coordination by the front, and Mariota tries to get up into that space, then our ends do a good job here of folding back in there behind and getting them. So got some production from really all of our defensive linemen.
Nice. Seems like they're getting excited too.
Yeah, they are. They are. This is a drive starter, so first play of a drive, and after a punting situation here. So Ricky Jean does a real nice job. Francois does a nice job here on Spain of getting into the gap there and recognizing the pass on first down, and Trey wraps around behind him. And so, Mariota's kind of in a bind there with two guys coming in there. Spain and Lawan get picked off there on the game. So another guy, Ricky Jean's giving us some quality snaps and some big plays, and this is a huge one for us right here.
It's a nice veteran play, too. You saw that, and also James Harrison getting some edge stuff done.
Yes.
Tackling guys with one hand. You know, guys that you didn't have at the beginning of the year, but here they are making big plays for you.
Yeah, that's right. The touchdown to James White was a little bit of a hurry-up mode here, and this is Nate Solder. Arakpo tries to come underneath here, and Nate's able to wall him off, and then James gets to the edge, and Cooks does a nice job out here on Jackson of tying him up, and James puts his head down kind of like he did in the Atlanta game last year and smells that goal line and wills his way in. So nice run, big play for us.
Sure, especially Cooks too, like you said there. He doesn't get that block. James gets tackled on the three probably.
That's right. Here's the same play from the end zone. You kind of see the combination blocks working here. So this is L.A. Waddle and Shaq Mason on the backside, kind of two for two. And then on the front side, it's David Andrews working with Joe Tooney here. And again, two for two. So two linemen on the down lineman and a linebacker. Solder makes the block here on Arakpo. And then this is Cooks' block out here on Jackson. And so it ends up Byard making a tackle here on White, but not before he scores or coming over to make it. And here's a, guys made a lot of big plays for us this year. I thought this is, really a great play design by Josh McDaniels. We came out and set the formation here, and this is Rob motioning out of the backfield. And what it does, it ends up creating a one-on-one matchup with Rob and Woodyard, the linebacker. So the safety ends up over here on the other side, and we get Rob on Woodyard. Rob comes in, makes a nice inside move, kind of like he's going to go across the field here, and linebacker tries to undercut him, and then Rob pulls it back outside, and of course Tom hits him there for a big gain, big play, big 20-yard gain.
That's huge too. Putting him in motion almost eliminates the ability to have contact with him at the line of scrimmage. A guy in motion sort of backs you off.
Yeah, gave him a good clean release. And guy, we talk about a lot, but sometimes they don't feature a lot, and people don't get to really watch him. But here's Matt Slater, and this is a game where a couple of our best players were matched up against a couple of their best players. In this case, this is Weems, the personal protector, number 14, who's an excellent coverage player for the Titans, both on punts and kickoffs. And so Slater has him man-to-man here on the punt return. And you can see Tennessee, they know that there's somebody trying to get Weems, and so trying to create a little traffic and pick for him here. But in the end, Matt really does a great job of hustling, finishing the block, and taking Weems out of the play on the return. So this is kind of a game within a game. Punt returns, kickoff coverage, punt coverage. There are matchups across the board here, and each guy has them, and sometimes they vary a little bit, but a lot of times it's a similar matchup through the course of the game, at least in that phase. So here's the same play from the end zone. So there's Slater on Weems, and there's the pick. So this is the snapper, or the guard rather, after he blocks, sees, knows who Slater is, knows he's a key guy for us. So if he can bump him, he knows that's going to hopefully free somebody else up. But, Matt does a great job of hustling, tracking Weems here, finishing the block.
And huge.
One of the things, you know, Slater probably didn't get enough credit for is just his ability to block in the return game. You know, everybody sees him making a tackle on the punt team and down on a punt on the 5-yard line or whatever, and that's great. But he has a lot of good plays in the return game as well. But speaking of coverage, this is a good coverage play here. So we're kicking into the wind. The wind's blowing kind of this way here. So, certainly not a touchback situation. Steve hits a good ball. And this is Slater right here at the L5 for us. And Trey Wicks is blocking him. So again, Trey Wick and Weems, Bates, they're really probably the three best special teams players. Trey Wick and Weems are the guys that match up on skill players. Bates matches up on the bigger guys, the linebacker types. But here's Trey Wick, and there's Slater just, you know, playing with good pad level, playing fast, playing physical, you know, knocking Trey Wick down, stepping over it, and making the tackle.
And Slate's a guy, too, you know, had a tough year injury-wise, but fought to get back, and here he is making big plays, divisional game, AFC Championship game this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's given us great leadership as well as great plays. But again, it's all phases of the game. It's not just in the coverage phase. He's made big blocks for us in the return phase as well.
All right, Coach, big win. 7th straight AFC Championship game. Go get him.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. There's the plays of the week. Thanks for joining us.